The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
In speaking of eternal salvation and the acquiring of it, what is meant by faith alone? What are some of the hurdles or struggles with believing the faith alone message? Let's talk about that today here on Grace in Focus. Thank you, friend, for joining us, and we're coming to you from the Grace Evangelical Society. Find out more about the Grace Evangelical Society and our online seminary by going to faithalone.org. Today is the deadline for application registration to our spring semester, and if you are interested in studying with us this spring, we need to hear from you. So to enable you to do that, go to gesseminary.org or faithalone.org. Now, with the aforementioned discussion of the day, here is Bob Wilkin along with Colin Jackson.
All right, Bob, we have another question from this time from EE. She is speaking with a pastor.
She, that could be EE Cummings, right?
Wasn't it?
Didn't he write with all lowercase letters?
Yeah, I don't remember that person.
You don't remember EE Cummings?
No, what did they write?
EE Cummings wouldn't capitalize words and stuff. And EE Cummings wrote over a number of books, but he wrote over 2,900 poems. So he was well known as an American poet, famous American poet. But anyway, this is a different EE, and what did she ask?
Sure. So she's speaking with a pastor who is giving her some doctrine that she doesn't believe is biblically accurate, but this is confusing to her because she says this person believes in faith alone in Christ alone. And if someone believes in faith alone in Christ alone, what they say about the faith, mustn't that be true because they have the Holy Spirit that's supposed to guide them into all truth? That's the question.
Okay, so two things. First of all, the fact that someone believes that a person is born again by faith in Christ, faith alone in Christ alone, doesn't necessarily mean that they're even born again. Because there are people, for example, Calvinists, who would certainly say that we're born again by faith alone in Christ alone. And yet, they would say you have to have true faith. And
right.
True faith includes turning from sins, commitment, surrender, perseverance, whatever. And then secondly, you've got lots of Arminians who would say, sure, we're saved by faith alone in Christ alone. But again, they would say faith includes commitment and obedience, and we only stay saved as long as we keep on having faith alone in Christ alone. So the fact that a person says that doesn't even guarantee they're born again. But the second part of it is, let's say we're talking about a person who is born again.
Yes.
They've believed in Christ for everlasting life. They know they're secure forever. Does that mean that everything they teach is accurate? Well, if that were true, then if I'm born again, everything that flows out of my mouth is going to be accurate teaching.
Right.
And hello, if you're listening to me today, you better be checking it out based on Scripture. Because if the Bereans in Acts 17:11 were checking out the Scriptures to see if what the Apostle Paul said was true, well, we certainly should be checking out what every modern preacher, teacher, writer, author says. And that would include moi.
Right.
So make sure you're checking it out. And yes, the Lord does guide us into truth, but that's only true to the degree to which we are open and receptive to the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And it's not something that's perfect. In other words, there are no perfect Bible teachers. There's no Bible teacher that teaches 100% everything is right all the time. And so, you know, that's a little bit frustrating for people because they're like, yeah, but I'd like to go to church and know that everything I was hearing was 100% right.
Yeah.
I would too, but
yeah, unfortunately, you have to be a little accountable for what you believe.
Don't you? Yeah.
When you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, while you may be able to have some mitigating circumstances and say, well, I was taught wrongly, at the end of the day, what you believe, you're held accountable for that.
Yeah, and what you do, you're held accountable for
right.
that. And so it seems to me you can't. I mean, remember, that's kind of what happened in the Garden of Eden, right?
Sure.
I mean, Adam blames Eve. Eve blames the snake.
Yeah.
Right? So everybody's blaming somebody else. If there was a dog there, the snake would have blamed the dog.
Well, does God say, well, you make a good point.
Yeah, no. And we can't blame somebody else. Now, like you say, there are mitigating circumstances.
Sure.
I happen to hold the view that God looks at us and realizes all of the problems that happened in our childhood, all of the handicaps that we have in life, and he's going to evaluate us, the Lord Jesus will, at the judgment seat of Christ, in light of the total package.
Sure.
All of our time, our talent, our treasure, and also all of the hurdles we've had to overcome. So I do believe he'll take into account mitigating circumstances, but there's no situation that we can say, well, you know, I was born into this kind of family, therefore I couldn't be born again. Or I was born in this kind of family, therefore I couldn't mature in the faith. No, we can all overcome whatever our tradition is. So good question, E.E.
The Grace Evangelical Seminary is our online seminary where you can earn an MDiv degree. Our 2025 spring semester is fast approaching, and if you're interested in beginning or continuing studies with us, contact us today to get in under the wire, so to speak. New applications and registrations are due this Friday, January 10. Some classes start January 13th. Most classes start January 27th. Become an approved workman. Find information you need, gesseminary.org. That's gesseminary.org.
And I think there was a follow-up question, if we can get to part two.
Sure. This is a more general question, one that I used to struggle with in the past. And it's, I've tried to convince myself to trust Jesus alone to save me, but it seems like I just can't. What are some barriers or hurdles that people have to deal with in just believing in the faith alone message? And what are some ways that they can move that along to actually believe in Jesus for everlasting life?
Yeah, that's a good question. And you said this is something you've dealt with in your own life. And you came to faith, what, a couple of years ago?
I would say probably 6 years ago.
6 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you're what, 35?
35, yeah.
So you were like 29 when you came to faith. It wasn't like you were a kid. Were you in the Army at that time?
I had left the Army and I was getting ready to go to law school.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you came to faith at that point, and what were the hurdles you faced before you came to faith?
Well, I grew up Catholic. I went to a Catholic all-boys school. I was taught by Hungarian monks.
And, really?
Yeah. So, I was taught the catechism, and so I had a very works-based viewpoint on salvation. And then once I returned to the faith, I had kind of walked away for a little bit, and then I went into a Lordship Salvation Church. So they're another works-based doctrine.
Right.
And then I went into the Hebrew Roots movement. So there,
you did.
I've been across the map anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, the big hurdle, though, was that I was OCD and I would read all these verses that seemed to contradict the faith alone message. And so I'll just tell you in short that what I had to do personally was I read through the entire New Testament. I wrote down all the good verses about faith. And then I wrote down all the troubling verses. And then I went on GES and got the Grace New Testament commentary, and I went through each verse until I was convinced that it was true.
That's great.
And I prayed on it, of course.
Yeah, and you know, we get a lot of emails, letters from people who do struggle with OCD, because one of the big issues with OCD is assurance of eternal life. And so a lot of people struggle with that, but I think you handled it exactly the right way. And for E, I would say, look, anyone can believe in Jesus for the gift of everlasting life by faith apart from works. And if this doesn't make sense to you, or if it seems too good to be true, do what Colin did. Pray about it and study on it.
Yes.
Right? And as you know, God's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, Hebrews 11:6. And Paul said in Acts 17:27 that God has granted to the Gentiles that they might grope after God and indeed find him, for he is not far from all of us. And so God has made it possible for us to seek God, And the good news is God the Holy Spirit is drawing everyone. The whole world, John 16:7-11, he's convicting the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And so when a person finds some sort of a hurdle to clear, realize it's not just up to you. God is right there with you to help you clear that hurdle if you're open, if you're receptive. Of course, this is not a physical hurdle you're jumping. It's a spiritual hurdle.
Right.
So to clear that spiritual hurdle, you need spiritual warfare, and that's prayer. Asking God, show me, could it really be this simple? And then I would encourage doing what you do, write down the verses on both sides. One of the things I highly recommend, and you know, Colin, we talk about this a lot on this show, is read the Gospel of John.
Yes.
And because the Gospel of John is so clear.
Right, and it's the primary evangelistic book in the Bible.
Yeah, in fact, beyond primary,
it's
I'd say the only.
Right.
The other books are not evangelistic in the sense they're not written to unbelievers to tell them how to be born again. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't places in the epistles where we don't find things that basically underscore John 3:16. We do. But they're written to believers, reminding them of what they already know is true. So, E.E., that is a really good question. Two good questions. Do free grace teachers always teach the truth?
No.
It'd be nice, but no. And secondly, if we find it hard to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ alone for eternal life, and I'd prefer the word believe because that's the biblical word. So if we find it hard to believe in Jesus alone for the gift of eternal life, then pray about it. Read the Gospel of John. And as you said, Colin, our website has a wealth of information for people who are interested.
Pretty much any verse that you can think of that might be troubling is on there in one form or fashion.
Yeah, and if you're an old person and you don't know how to search a website, when you get to our website, look for something that looks like a magnifying glass and click on that and then type in the verse you want. Or you can go to YouTube/Grace Evangelical Society. And we have a whole bunch. I think we've got now over 700 short videos on YouTube on various topics, and you can check there as well. Well, thanks so much, E.E., and thank you all for listening. And remember,
keep grace
in focus.
We would love to know where you are when you are listening to us. Please take a short minute to send us the call letters of this station and the city where you are listening, and how many times a week you listen. Thank you. You will be helping us with our stewardship. Send it to radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. We are so thankful for our financial partners who keep us on the air. Every gift is tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can give, go to faithalone.org. On our website, we have a church tracker. It's an easy-to-use map that will help you locate those other Free Grace churches that might be in your area. So come visit us at the website and take advantage of our free church tracker. It's at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On our next episode, what is eschatological salvation? Pretty big word there. Join us for that. In the meantime, have a great weekend, and let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.